You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, we're coming back here with our very special guest, Jennifer Gross. She is state rep Ohio and outside of the Cincinnati area, and we are talking about Medicaid fraud, billions of dollars, a scandalous situation. Governor DeWine utterly useless, and in fact, trying to cover this thing up. Trying to eliminate, in fact, has eliminated JMOC. We have just a little bit of time left here with you, Jennifer Gross, and there's so much more to talk about. I know that you're in Butler County. I know it's far away from the Upper Ohio Valley. Any chance that you might be visiting this area? Would love to have you in here in studio.
Always a chance. So you guys live in God's country up there. I mean, Butler County's God's country too, but you guys have so much beauty up there. I'd love to come visit.
So is that a yes?
Yes.
All right. When?
I can't say when. That's going to be, that really, I don't know. I can't say, but I'd love to come visit.
Politicians, I got to tell you. So we've got the governor and we've got, this has been going on for at least 10 years. You're talking billions of dollars. You're talking outrageous, outrageous corruption. And not one state politician saw this coming. Not one blew the whistle on this until a few months ago with the state auditor. Is that what I'm hearing here, Jennifer Gross?
True, yes. And that includes me, so I own it as well. I became chair of Ohio Medicaid last year. It was the first, the House Medicaid. We have a Senate Medicaid that's been operating for years. And then the Joint Medicaid Oversight Committee, I mean, that builds into the argument of why it was abolished. It didn't find it either. I mean, I think they knew there were things going on, but the transparency of the Ohio Medicaid budget wasn't there. So we weren't able to see what was really going on. And that happened years before. So it was a setup. It was a setup to rob the system, whether intentional or just criminals decided it was too easy, and that's what happened. I think, again, there's always a level of fraud, but if you don't catch it until it gets, you know, you're not going to see in such a huge, you're not going to find a bad grain of rice in a whole bag. You're going to start seeing it when you get multiple grains. So that's the same with a big, huge government system, which is the argument for limited government.
Yeah.
When it gets big, it's corrupt.
This thing with DeWine, I can't let go of this. I really can't.
It's okay.
I just cannot. I can't let go of this. Oh, it's just the cost
it's
of doing business? I mean, I've got to focus.
It's not that I, look, it's not that I agree with Governor DeWine. I generally do not agree with the governor. I have no reason to protect him. I have no reason. It's just not my nature to say, you know, he did this and that and da, 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 and but he is not. He is not the kind of conservative Republican that I am. And yes, the governor is ultimately responsible because it was his agency that did it. But he's an outgoing governor. And so is it by design that it all came out? No, it was the DOGE numbers from HHS that people then, which have been out in the public domain since when? When did Elon Musk and all of those people, these numbers have been out. Luke went to those numbers, and when he looked at it, he saw a trend. Someone did an analysis of the DOGE numbers. I didn't even know those numbers existed. I mean, I knew the numbers, but I didn't even know how to access. And to this day, I even had a company ask me, how do I get those numbers? I'm like, well, it's on the public domain, but how do you analyze it? Everyone should be taking AI, if they have it, analyzing and saying, okay, now we see what's going on.
All right, let me ask you this, Jennifer Gross. We're almost out of time, and I always give my guest the last word. Vivek Ramaswamy had been originally part of that DOGE thing with Elon Musk, and then he quit. He dropped out. What makes you think that Vivek Ramaswamy is actually going to be serious about getting rid of corruption? Why would you think that, given his track record with Elon Musk and quitting?
Well, Vivek Ramaswamy came, you know, was with us last week. We did a huge press conference on the plan moving forward. He is 100% hand in glove with saying, you guys, you know, he's not in, he's not governor yet. So he's going to be left with picking up the mess when he gets there. So we're moving forward in with a strong, solid plan to stop the bleed. And this is only phase one. We'll have phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four. We've got an autism problem with the schools and Medicaid, not public schools, but we have autism schools and we have adult daycare problems. I don't know when we're going to get to all that stuff, but the top two right now are personal care services, home care, and then we need to increase penalties and do reassessments to see if people that are actually getting these services need them, and then the federal government may decrease our 1115 Medicaid waiver.
Unbelievable.
So we will get the bleed taken care of.
I sure hope so. We're almost out of time, Jennifer Gross, state rep. We thank you so much for joining us. I always give my guests the last word. This is your opportunity to speak directly with all of our listeners on the River Talk Radio Network, all these great radio stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, as well as our Facebook Live stream audience, which is in the hundreds, maybe thousands, you know, who God only knows. You've got about a minute or two to say pretty much anything you want. You can repeat key points that you brought up. You can bring up new points, the stuff I didn't ask you about because I didn't know any better, and tell people what you want them to do and how to get in touch with you. So, State Rep Jennifer Gross, my microphone is yours.
Thank you. Well, first I want to say support Representative Ferguson's voting bill. So I support his legislation. So you need to do that. Medicaid is for the elderly, the poorest of the poor, babies and pregnant mamas. And that is what Ohioans and all people that give their tax dollars expect that money to be used for. In Ohio, we have a problem and it really stinks. But I promise you that with the leadership and me moving forward, we are going to stop the bleed in phase one. We're going to continue on to this. And any criminal who decides it's right to steal from the poorest of the poor will find themselves with greater penalties and possibly jail time. So I want people to know that we are moving forward. And Representative Ferguson is also on my Medicaid committee, by the way, as well as many other good reps. So that'll be great. If your listeners want to meet me, I am a Liberty Constitutional Conservative for Ohio. My website is jenniferforrep.com, jenniferforrep.com. I am serving in the 45th district of the Ohio House of Representatives. We have 99, and it's an honor to serve the people of Ohio. I hope that my constituency, which may not be hearing this, but down here in Southwest Ohio, that they know that I'm doing what I said I would do, and I think that's what you can request and require of your representative.
And
so
Jennifer,
thank you so much.
And if people want to get in touch with you, Jennifer Gross, state rep, how do they do that?
They can email me at rep45@ohiohouse.gov. rep45@ohiohouse.gov.
Great. Jennifer Gross, state rep, thank you so much for joining us. Please stay in touch. Send us news releases. You've got my email address. We'll get you back on anytime you want to help spread the word. The old media here in the Valley is utterly useless. I honestly, it's utterly useless. This is the first time that the vast majority of people here in the Upper Ohio Valley have heard about this outrageous, horrible situation going on with state government involving billions of dollars in fraud with Somali fraudsters and Haitian fraudsters and Bhutanese fraudsters and American fraudsters, and that the governor, this useless, pathetic Governor DeWine, has done nothing about this. Oh, just the cost of doing business. That's all there is. And so please stay in touch. You know, you've got a friendly voice here. I can get the word out all over radio and also with the internet. And so help me help you, okay?
Thank you, Dimitri. Absolutely. And thank you for the honor to talk with you and your audience today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Jennifer Gross. The honor. She said the honor. I like her. That's great. All right. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up next. We cannot do this on Facebook, on River Talk, but please share this live stream all over Facebook and other social media, and also post the corruption going on in Ohio and the rigging with the elections here with the photo ID. We've covered both stories today. Local media, useless, utterly, completely useless on these issues. Spread the word. We can make a difference. We don't need the newspapers. We don't need TV. All you got here is me. So share this. Got to say goodbye to our Facebook friends. And thank you so much. Share this everywhere. Hold on a second. Let me do a goodbye thing here. End live video. End live video. End. Okay, good. So that's ending. Dimitri Graffiti coming up. Follow the rules of engagement. Great opportunity for you to call in and say or do pretty much anything that you want within the rules of engagement. By all means, do that. 740-325-1490. Call.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
I'm Kurt Weinschenker.
I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Dimitri Graffiti.
What we've got here is failure to mutate.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, remember the days when Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel made nails and there was a coal miner report for all the mines around here? Now it's a three-ring circus at the Civic Center.
Dimitri Graffiti. Rules of engagement, Dimitri Graffiti. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
We had fun too, man. I mean, that's corruption. That's just the fraud. Oh, you got to go away. Oh, you see it.
Dimitri Graffiti.
I wanna know what you're
Vinny Graffiti.
Hey, Big Willie here, Tyler Fox Auctions.